and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we've decided to hold over the guest from the first hour of the program. He's doing such a great job with us, and we're learning so much from the gentleman who is standing by to take even more of your calls and emails at our toll-free number and via email. Let me get you those right now. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And our very special guest from Edmunds.com, where he is a senior editor, is John Odell. A little later on in the hour, we'll be joined by John Nickus from driveforcancer.org, I should say. I am broadcasting today from my in-progress studio here. I just recently moved within Massachusetts here and don't have all of my gear properly hooked up, so I'm not coming to you in my normally crystal clear digital mode, so we apologize for that, and we'll have everything corrected for next week's broadcast. Let's go back to the Auto World guest lines and welcome back once again from Edmunds.com, senior editor John Odell. John, thanks for holding over. We so appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to be able to do it.
Let's talk a little bit more about your experience along with one of your colleagues in being one of the early adopters of the Nissan Leaf. Both he and yourself individually leased a Nissan Leaf. And before the top of the hour break, you were telling us about the differences between driving an electric vehicle, an all-electric, versus driving in a traditional internal combustion engine. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that lots of folks tend to email me and have questions about. And one of the things that people want to know about are surprises. Were there some positive surprises as well as negative surprises that you found out during the past year while driving around in your Nissan Leaf on the weekends?
Well, I think the positive is just that it did what I expected it to do. I had done a lot of research before I went into this, maybe because of my profession, maybe more than the average person would. So there wasn't a lot that I didn't know about the vehicle before or what it was expected to be like before I bought it, and it lived up to all of the promises that I expected. As I said, it's peppy, it's quiet, it has lots of room. That was one surprising thing. A lot of people think, I don't want to plug a particular car, but in this case, the Nissan Leaf, because that's what we're driving, they think that when they look at it, it looks a little bit like it could be derived from the Versa, the gasoline Nissan Versa, which is a much smaller car. And although Nissan says no, there's definitely a little bit of a familial look there, but the Leaf is a much bigger car, and it has enormous amounts of front and rear seat room. I'm a fairly big guy. I'm 6'2 and weigh 230 pounds, and I certainly don't have any problem with my fitting into the car, either front or back. There's lots of headroom. It is a hatchback, and there's although there is a little problem. The one thing I don't like about it is that the way they arrange the batteries, it divides the cargo area and the back of the back seat, so you can't have a perfectly flat floor when you lay the back seats down. They're higher than the cargo floor in the hatch because of the battery crossover that runs back there. But even given that, when my wife and I bought four non-folding metal mesh patio chairs and a small table, and we managed to load all that into the Leaf and bring it home one day. So it's got plenty of room. It's One of the things I like to do with it, it has two driving modes, drive and eco. Eco reduces the response to the accelerator pedal pressure, so it doesn't accelerate as rapidly as it would in drive. It saves you a little bit of fuel. It also dials in a higher level of regenerative braking. We live on top of a really big hill, and I can pick up sometimes 20 to 30 miles of range coasting down that hill in eco. Without my foot on the brake, if the battery pack isn't full, if it's full, it won't charge anymore. But if you leave it, partly unfilled when you're charging overnight, we charge to 80% most nights because we can pick up almost the other 20% going down the hill. But it's fun coming back up that hill. If I start off in Echo and all the other cars that are going up the hill are passing me, and then if I flip the little dial, it's a little knob that takes the place of a gear shift, and you just flick it back and forth. But if I flick it from Echo to Drive, it's like a little afterburner kicks in, and I pick up I don't know how to measure this in terms of how many horsepower extra or how much extra torque it's giving me, but it's a substantial amount. I mean, it is like somebody just kicked an afterburner in, and I'll suddenly start passing all the other the Mustangs and the Camaros and the Dodge Chargers that are going up that hill. And that's kind of a fun thing with my sort of geeky looking electric car. But the only negatives I've had are things that happened to us that could happen to anybody in any kind of a car. They weren't really particular to an EV, but when the car was delivered to me, when we bought it originally, there was an issue with the air conditioning because we picked it up in the dead of winter and we didn't, Southern California, that means it was 68. And we weren't presuming that we would need the air conditioner right away, and we wanted to take the car home. We said, look, let's wait till, it's time to use the air conditioning and we'll get it taken care of then. And we did, and what we found out was that at some point along the preparation chain, somebody took a fuse out and didn't put it back, and the condenser fan for the air conditioner had no fuse, and so it would kick up, and as soon as it got cold, it would stop because it couldn't blow the cold air out. And once that was fixed, the air conditioner has run perfectly ever since. The only other problem we had was, we're not sure when this occurred, but either when that was fixed or at some other point, somebody was under the hood. An electronic control box wasn't properly installed or wasn't properly reinstalled, and it flipped over and exposed all of the contacts to a flood of water when we ran it through a car wash, and it shorted out my 12-volt system. Nissan replaced all of that at no cost to us, and like I say, it didn't have anything specific to do with it being an electric car, except that particular control box was something you wouldn't find on a normal car, but it would be like the fuse box flipping over and exposing all the contacts to the weather. Have had no mechanical issues with the vehicle, no electric battery issues, no running out of fuel issues, because we pay attention to our gauge. One thing that a lot of people who are new to electric cars don't understand is we talk about range, and you get in the car, you start it up, and it says you've got 68 miles of range. Well, that's based on how it was last driven. We live on top of a really steep hill, so the last driving for our car every day is a real hard slog that uses a lot of electricity. So the computer says, wow, you're doing the equivalent of 100 miles an hour down the freeway, your battery's not going to, your charge is going to last that long. And when we turn it on the next morning, it's reflecting that. So it says 55 miles. By the time I get down to the bottom of the hill, I have 100 miles of range. Mm-hmm. And it goes up and down all day long as you're driving, depending on how you drove it for the last 15, 20 minutes. But what we found is the 73 miles that the EPA says you get out of that vehicle is about what we get. No matter how we drive it, we get about 73 miles of range.
That's great, John. 1 year in an electric car. Check it out at Edmunds.com. We'll have more with Senior Consumer Advice Editor John O'Dell after this message right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for joining us each and every week at this time. You're listening to Auto World on great radio stations all across North America. You can also listen to us online 24/7, actually, at GCNLive.com. We have archives of all the shows. We also have on-demand listening. You can listen via the telephone. We have a podcast. We've got all kinds of cool things going on there. And soon, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com will be back up and running, and you'll be able to hear the show there during the week as well. We're chatting with John Odell, senior editor for Edmunds.com, about a gamut of stories, including one that is very important. It's recalled, but unrepaired cars are a safety risk to consumers. This is a really shocking article, John, that you put together for Edmunds.com, and folks can check it out online. Tell us a little bit about the background to this story. It goes back to April of 2009 when GM issued a recall.
Yes, and it's not a GM specific story at all. We used that as the example because we started seeing on our Edmunds forum, which is a social networking thing for car owners who like to share stories and whatnot. We started seeing complaints about people who had bought used GM cars and were experiencing problems with them, most notably engine fires. And we knew that GM had issued a very large recall. I think it involved about 1.4, 1.5 million vehicles back in 2009. There was a smaller recall for the same family of vehicles, same family of engines in 2007, and then it was expanded to a total of 1.6 million vehicles in 2009. They had a problem with the way the oil seals and things worked on a 3.8 liter V6 engine in Chevys, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, and Pontiacs, a very, very broad spectrum of vehicles that they had out there. And what we found as we researched, and again, this is not unique to GM, is that GM didn't do a bad job of the recall. They alerted everybody they could. They got lists of all the owners. They sent out letters. There was, you know, press releases done at the time, and you know, the recall information was available, certainly through all their dealers. But what we found is that a lot of these cars, for a variety of reasons, but not everybody ever responds to a recall notice. So some people just get the notice, throw it in the paper, in the trash can, and don't bother with it. Some people don't get reached because they've moved and don't have a forwarding address that the automaker can get a hold of right away, or they there's a wrong number written down, and you know, addresses get messed up, etc. There's a large percentage of these initial recall notices that don't get delivered, and then the cars get sold.
Yeah.
And there is no requirement that you fix a recall before you sell a car. There's no requirement that anybody you know, stop a sale from going through or hold up registration, etc. So these cars get sold sometimes several times, and the ownership gets harder and harder for the manufacturer to trace because, you know, we're three and four owners down the road now. And, I mean, it can be done, but it gets hard and expensive, et cetera. And you end up with lots of cars out there that have recalls, some for fairly serious issues, that have never been repaired, and the current owner has no idea that the car was ever recalled. And that's what we were finding. People were buying these vehicles, and they were bursting into flame in the parking lots, in garages. Not you know, thousands of them, but we had about 8 or 9 or 10 complaints, and we thought that was too many. So we started looking, and one of the things we turned up was you know, the background I've just given you, that the recall system that exists in this country makes it difficult for the individual to find out that car A is subject to a recall. You can find out that 1998 through 2003 Chevy Impalas with this particular engine were subject to a recall. You can go online several places and find that out. But whether because cars are built at different dates, you know, and the recalls all start at a certain date of building and end at a certain date, so not all 93s and not all 2007s were involved, for instance. So, yeah, you could, there are ways to check, but it's difficult. There's no central place to go in this country to find, put in the VIN number of your car or a car you intend to buy used and find out whether or not that car has been subject to a recall and whether or not that recall has been performed on the car, the work. And we found the folks at Carfax, which does, you know, vehicle history reports, they had done a study a year ago in 2011, and they found They looked at every car ad they could find online for a used car, and they checked those cars against their database of recalls, and they found that there were at least 2.7 million automobiles offered for sale by private parties and dealers, in the used car market in 2011 that had unfulfilled recalls.
Amazing.
2.7 million cars. That's a lot.
Absolutely amazing.
And,
yeah.
So this story looks at all of that. It looks at the issues, the problems. We're still waiting, and we'll update it as more information comes in. But we talked at great length to NHTSA, which is very concerned about this, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They have a database that you can find out make, model, year, but not a VIN number of cars that are being recalled. That'll get you close. I mean, if you're thinking of buying a 2009 Toyota Corolla, you should go on to the safercar.gov website, and you can search recalls, and you can search and see if your 2008 Toyota Corolla was subject to any recall. It'll list that by make, model, and year. Then what you've got to do is you've got to actually go further and find out whether that particular VIN number, et cetera, et cetera. And there are ways to do it. The story explains all of that. But NHTSA understands that this is a problem, and they are working to incorporate a VIN search function into their software so that we can go that extra step, and there'll be one national database that has it all. But right now there isn't. And it behooves people to check when they're buying used cars. As this story points out, quite a few car fires that could have been, unfortunately, weren't, horribly serious. But there have been quite a bit of damage and quite a number of car fires in this particular batch of GM cars. Not GM's fault. It's just simply that the ownership got watered down. The ownership chain got watered down, and people had no idea they were buying a car that had an engine fire problem. The recall was out, but the work had never been done on that particular car.
So true. So if somebody out there right now is going to take delivery of a used car this week, John, what would be your advice to them? Number one,
well, the
thing, get online.
You can go on to Edmunds.com. We have a recall search function. But again, our function won't allow you to put the VIN number of that car in. You can go to safercar.gov, and you can, again, without knowing if it's that particular VIN number, you can check. And when we come back, I can tell you one place that you can check a lot of VIN numbers at.
All right, sounds great. Hang on. Senior editor John O'Dell from Edmunds.com is with us. Don't go away.
Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing somewhere in the U.S. You can help find missing kids by donating a car or boat to Find the Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to finding missing and abducted children. Fast, free pickup, and your donation is tax deductible. Call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 800-384-7098. 800-384-7098. That's 800-384-7098.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for being here. We're wrapping up with John O'Dell, senior editor for Edmunds.com. Telling us all about a great story that you can check out online at Edmunds.com. Recalled but unrepaired cars are a safety risk to consumers. And John, before we say goodbye for this time around, give us that additional website that used car owners should be sure and check when they're picking up their new used car.
Well, there's two places, and I'll do this quickly. The fastest way is to call a dealer who's affiliated with the brand. Ask them if they'll run a VIN check for you and tell you whether or not the car is covered. Some will, some will won't, because of a variety of things. They're too busy. You're not one of their customers, etc. But typically they will. And you give them the VIN number, the make, model, and year of the car, and they've got a computer that because every individual auto manufacturer has to keep track of this stuff. But they don't have to share it, and that's the problem. The other is that Carfax itself does have a recall site. If you go to Carfax .com and then look for it, you'll find a recall site, information site. It has cooperating automakers that do give them the VIN numbers, and they have a lot of them in there, but a number of very large automakers do not participate. Audi, BMW, Lexus, Toyota, Scion, and Volkswagen among them. So you can't find every car in there, but if you have one of the roughly 40 some odd vehicle nameplates that they cover, you can do a VIN search on the Carfax website. But that's the only one we know of in the country. Other than picking up the phone, calling, you know, if you're buying that 08 Toyota Corolla we talked about, call a Toyota dealer and say, I'm about to buy a 2008 Toyota Corolla. Here's the VIN number. Can you tell me if this car has an outstanding unfulfilled recall on it? And, that's the best you can do at this point.
Well, John, it's been a pleasure having you on air with us. We'll definitely do this again soon. Thank you so much for your time here today.
My pleasure.
And now we move from Edmunds.com to a story we've been covering. It's all about drive-away cancer and the gentleman who has been piloting this very special vehicle across the nation is joining us live right now. And the gentleman's name is John Nickus. John, welcome back to Auto World. How are you doing?
Good, Bob. Good to be back.
I understand you've been in the Iowa area, Des Moines, and I noticed on Facebook today that you got a very inexpensive hotel room. Boy, that's quite a buy you got last night.
Well, it's hard to beat any room for $19.95, and this one actually had a bathroom attached to it, so we're pretty pleased.
For those of our listeners who haven't heard the story of Grace and what you've been doing over the last several months, why don't we begin at the beginning, tell everybody about Grace, and tell everybody about what you've been doing and the organization.
Well, Grace is a 1953 Austin Healey 100, and since April 25th of this year, we've been traveling through all 50 states giving rides to sick kids with cancer. And so we've just now had our 1,000th child in the car, and we've covered about 72,000 miles this summer.
Oh, that's amazing. And Grace in itself is a very interesting story, not only being a classic Austin Healey, but the way it came to be the vehicle that you decided to pilot on this one lap of America.
Well, Grace is really appropriately named, and she actually belongs to a friend of mine in the local Austin Healey Club in Southern California where we live. And last summer, he got diagnosed with multiple myeloma, and he had bought this car on eBay, kind of sight unseen from Michigan, which in retrospect was probably not the greatest decision. And when it showed up at his door, it was completely rusted out, and the engine had almost no compression in it. And so he just kind of abandoned it in his garage. And, you know, last summer when he got diagnosed with multiple myeloma, I decided with some buddies that we would try to get this car that had really not run in a long time across the country and back under its own power to show him that there's no way he's worse off than the car, and the car will make it, and so can he. And so that's kind of how this started. And so last summer, over 10 days in August, we drove Grace 7,200 miles coast to coast and used 343 quarts of oil in the process. You know.
Great story. Multiple myeloma is close to my heart. My mom was diagnosed with that in the middle 80s, and unfortunately I lost her in 1990, but treatment has come a long way in the last 20 years, so I certainly hope your friend is doing well. Tell us about some of the cool stories and places that you've been over the last several weeks. I know you've got a ton to tell us. Tell us a little bit about some of the interesting happenings and some of the interesting folks that you've met along the way.
Well, it's amazing, and if you get a chance to check out Grace, or if you've seen her on she was just on the cover of Hemmings, and I think Auto Week has just now run a story. It's interesting that if you look at her, she looks like a regular Austin Healey until you get closer and you see that there are right now 12,000 names of people that have survived cancer or fighting cancer or been lost to cancer on the car. And one of the most amazing things we've had happen is a woman went to go sign the car in Tennessee with her father's name, and right as she put the pen down on the car, she looked down and saw her father's name. And it turns out that it had been signed by her brother the day before in a rest area parking lot in Georgia, which
wow.
is, you know, the odds of that are amazing. You know, the other thing that's really kind of poignant about Grace is we've been contacted by people and been asked to come by and visit them, and they will give us mementos of their family members that they've lost to kind of travel on the road with us. And we had a family in Massachusetts who lost their dad, who was a big car guy. And we actually are carrying his ashes permanently in Grace, attached in a container to Grace's kick panel. And so, I mean, we have, you know, at present probably several hundred photographs that people have given us, and wedding rings and locks of children's hair and baby shoes and, you know, keychains and all sorts of mementos from people. And, you know, for the people that have lost someone, Grace allows them to keep them alive by being able to follow her online and see where she is and see where she's going. It keeps a part of that loved one always there for them.
Very well said, John. And, of course, the mission of Drive Away Cancer is to stop cancer in its tracks by supporting cancer awareness. And people can log on to the website. You guys have also got a Facebook page. And Lots of people are giving you great media attention. I know over the last several months you've been on a lot of radio and television shows. What's that been like for you personally?
Well, I mean, it's been a little surreal because one of the most interesting things about this is we've never seen a press release. So, you know, to wind up in the New York Times and the USA Today and the Wall Street Journal and, you know, these magazines and these networks without having, you know, solicited anybody is really kind of amazing. And it's funny, every single person we talk to in the media has a story like yours where they have lost someone to cancer or know someone with cancer. And, you know, it really touches us to think that, you know, anywhere we've been, I don't think we've met a single person who doesn't know someone that's been affected by this disease.
It is so true. As I said to you before, I have a list of many relatives and radio friends, a lot, you know, that are unfortunately no longer with us. I still think of all of them all the time. And a lot of these folks died at a very young age. So it's something, I think it's great what you're doing with Grace and certainly getting the word out there about raising cancer awareness. We certainly need to do more and more of that.
Well, it's so true. And, you know, our primary focus is just to try to make the lives of the people we meet better for a little bit. You know, and when we, you know, go out and see these kids, in fact, I'm actually in Altoona, Iowa right now meeting a special little girl named Jenna who's 13 years old. And we just gave her a ride in Grace, and her best friend actually sat in my lap and got to turn the wheel and poke her best friend around.
Well, when we come back, I want to hear more about that story and additional stories. John Nickus is with us from driveawaycancer.org. My name is Bob Long, and this is Auto World. Don't go away.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-520-3421. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-520-3421. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-520-3421. 800-520-3421. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-800-332-3333. 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with John Nickus from Drive Away Cancer. He's been telling us stories of himself and the vehicle, the Austin Healey known as Grace, that he's been traveling all around America spreading the word about raising cancer awareness and meeting up with people and kids who are fighting the battle right now. And John, before the break there, you were telling us about taking a little girl and her friend for a ride, and I'm really curious to hear more about the reaction of the kids along the way to Grace and the vehicle. I imagine a lot of them have never seen a car like Grace.
Well, I mean, universally, none of these kids know what an Austin Healey is. In fact, most of them, you know, were born long after British sports cars left American shores. But they do know that the car came to see them. And, you know, it's funny. We've had 1,000 kids in the car, and when we've had them in the passenger seat or driving the car on my lap, they never talk about being sick. They only want to know, why don't you have windows, and where's your top, and what happens when it rains, and why is the car so loud, and why do you carry so many fire extinguishers? You know, those are the things they want to know. And it's amazing that this, you know, 60-year-old rusty, you know, British car can somehow, you know, remove their concerns for just that little bit of time.
Exactly. It has that healing effect. I can hear my own daughter Lucy in the background, who sneaks into my radio studio every now and then to say hello. Yeah, that's
me. That's great.
We're talking about this, Lucy, Drive Away Cancer, and John Nickus is our very special guest. John, it's also touching to read some of the stories along the way, such as when you were at a gas station in Nebraska, and a couple came up to you and asked you, is that Grace?
Well, it's amazing, and in fact, you know, probably at least once a day we'll be somewhere, and, you know, I'll have someone pull over and roll down a window. And in some cases, actually, you know, write a note on the back of an envelope and, you know, show it to me as I'm driving by on the interstate and ask, is that Grace? And, you know, I think the most amazing thing that happened is we were in New York and we have a great partnership with eBay and eBay Motors where there's a tracking device on Grace and you can go and just Google eBay and Drive Away Cancer and there'll be a map that shows where Grace is in the United States at any given point in time. And this man is actually on his phone trying to figure out where we are because he knows we're kind of close in the area. And we drive right by him. And so, you know, there are people that will, you know, just watch every day to kind of see where she is. And you can go on eBay or on our website or on Facebook and invite us to come show up if you have a special child that would like to visit from Grace. And we'll actually drive there. You know, and it doesn't matter where we are, we'll be there.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things you've been doing in recent days. You attended the Great Lakes Rally, and you also checked out the Iowa Aviation Museum. Some very cool pictures up on Facebook showing Grace parked near a vintage aircraft.
Well, we always try to do a certain number of car events a month, and in fact, Grace has actually been on several rallies. We just completed the Great Lakes Rally, but we also just finished yesterday the Mid-Coast Rally here in Iowa, which was an absolutely wonderful experience. And, you know, Grace likes to go fast. She likes to turn the wheel. We actually were at Bonneville 2 weeks ago, and Grace set an unofficial, because she lacks safety equipment, speed of 124 miles an hour, which is actually not bad for a car in her shape. And
yeah.
If your listeners don't know, you know, probably one of the proudest accomplishments that she has is she won the Mille Miglia North America Tribute last year.
Which is remarkable when you stop and think about it. Here's this car that has that great racing lineage and now is creating a whole new lineage of doing all this wonderful work in raising awareness for cancer. And there's a great shot of that rally that you participated in Iowa yesterday with Grace chasing a Ferrari Testarossa. I got a really big kick out of that one, John.
Well, yeah, and you could imagine the chagrin of that driver's on the driver's face when he couldn't shake this 60-year-old car off his tail. And, you know, I think that's probably the same look that, you know, Alan Decadene and the other guys had during the Mille Miglia, you know, when this little Austin Healey with 90 horsepower managed to kind of beat them into oblivion. So, I mean, she really is an amazing car.
Oh, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about where are you going next? I know they can log on to eBay and kind of see where you are at the moment, but where do your plans have you headed in the next few weeks?
Well, so we're going to leave Iowa tomorrow and head to see a very special young boy in Montpelier, Ohio, and then see another special little girl near Dayton. And then we'll go to Indianapolis to meet another little girl whose middle name is Grace, and she's just gotten out of the hospital. And then we'll head down to Santa Fe, New Mexico for the Santa Fe Concorso, and then we'll head to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and then on to Anchorage, Alaska via Seattle.
Wow. So you've got a lot of driving ahead of you.
Yeah, we figure we'll probably run about 100,000 miles this summer.
Oh, that is absolutely amazing. And when are you going to come back to my neck of the woods, Massachusetts? Is that planned for months away?
Oh, no. We actually will be in Massachusetts probably within the next 2 weeks. We do have to see a family in western Massachusetts, and then we have to catch up with a very special little girl in Sharon, Massachusetts, which is just outside of Boston. And so we will actually stop by and see you, Bob, and have you actually take Grace out and get to add, you know, your loved ones and friends on the car and get behind the wheel, because we will allow anyone who wants to a chance to actually drive her for themselves. And some of the best moments we've had have been when parents have driven their children around in the car. And, you know, if the kids are somewhat larger and can actually reach the pedals, we'll actually give them some driving lessons. And if you've never driven a car, Grace's reverse, upside-down, three-speed, non-synchro gearbox really isn't much of a trouble for them. So, I mean, it's really been a real treat to see that.
That's great, John. Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to that and looking forward to you monitoring more of everybody can check out the latest with the happenings with Grace at Facebook and, of course, eBay Motors. And you've got a wide variety of other great partners involved with this as well, John. Tell us about that.
Well, we've been, you know, extraordinarily lucky to have the support of Hagerty Insurance and Heacock Insurance. Moss Motors, which, of course, supplies parts for almost every British car out there, has been absolutely amazing in supplying us with parts. And, you know, we break down every single day, you know, and we carry a ton of spares, but sometimes we'll need to steal parts off other cars that happen to be in the area. And so Moss has graciously agreed to, you know, reimburse any owner that has to shed its own, you know, parts for us. And we've had, you know, great support, you know, throughout the community from, like, Hemmings. All the magazines have been absolutely wonderful. And eBay, of course, has been great with giving people a way to actually follow us. So, you know, Redline Oil has been wonderful, and Coker Tires have given us stuff. And Dayton Wire Wheels gave us a very, very special set of wheels. And on the inside of our wire wheels are inscribed the names of every Dayton employee over the last 92 years that they've lost to cancer. And so, you know, for every company, you know, that has given us stuff, there's a guy named Joe Curto in New York who is probably the real-life inspiration for Oscar the Grouch. and he's just the grumpiest man in the world. And he lives in a tiny garage, but he is the SU carburetor king worldwide. And, you know, one day last year, a new set of carburetors showed up, and all he asked was that we add four names to the car. And, you know, that brought tears to my eyes to think that, you know, here we are, some of the crankiest men that have ever lived have, you know, really taken a shine to this car and what we're doing. And so it's been absolutely amazing to kind of get that support from people. And, you know, it's also been amazing to kind of see, we don't really solicit a lot of donations, but, you know, some of the most amazing things that have happened have been little kids giving us the contents of their piggy bank, you know, it's been something that to just keep this car on the road has been an ordeal, but it's been an ordeal well worthwhile.
Absolutely, John. What's going to happen after this year? What are the plans for Grace down the road?
Well, Grace will seek a well-deserved retirement in a museum in Los Angeles at the Peterson. But I'm really excited to tell people that this last August we had our first National Driveaway Cancer Day, and we had over 75,000 cars participating, going out in their communities and meeting children with cancer. And so I got an email actually right before we got on the show from the Netherlands, mm-hmm. and they're ready to join in. And so they'll join the UK, Australia, New Zealand, France, and Germany, which had drives this year. And so next year we're hoping that every classic car in the world will join up for one day and go out in their communities and introduce kids that are battling this disease to their cars and give them a moment to really enjoy themselves.
Well, John, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the air with us. Look forward to seeing you in a few weeks and look forward to getting you back on air real soon.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. And it's always a pleasure to check in, and your listeners are absolutely wonderful. So thank you so much.
Thank you, John. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Watt.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.